We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome aboard for the first time in a long time, my friend Brian Costello of the New York Post. How are you, Cos?
I'm good, Kim. How you doing?
I am absolutely terrific. I'm happy to talk some football with you because we should start talking football, and we'll start doing that an awful lot. I know you really never stopped. I just pulled up a story that I believe you filed this morning, or at least I think that's what it said, about hope. And that is one of the biggest tenets of what Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas, but certainly the hiring of Robert Saleh, has brought to the Jets. I do understand there can be pitfalls just sort of banking on hope, but I do think that's very real in Florham Park right now.
Yeah, absolutely, Ken. First of all, I tell you, I'm on a softball field. I'm coaching an 8U softball tournament today. We're between games, but you might hear some pings and some cheers in the background of the other teams playing.
Nice. But, I love it.
We have hope, our 8U softball team. But
there you go.
The Jets, I mean, I just feel like, Kim, there was such a cloud last year, not just because the team was terrible, which they were, 2-14, but also everything with COVID and the restrictions were so difficult last year for every team, and kind of the specter of, are you going to play? Are you going to be canceled? Remember, the Jets got sent home a few times.
Yep.
There were false positives.
Yep.
There was one day in training camp. It just, you know, there was just a feel to last year that was really bad. And I think it was even worse if you were the Jets and you were 2-14.
Yep.
So, you know, I thought whatever happened after the season, and you knew they were going to make a coaching change, there would be a breath of fresh air into the organization. And Robert Saleh has definitely provided that. He has an energy about him. You've been around him, Kim. People have seen him on TV coaching with the 49ers.
Yep.
You can see him on the sideline. He brings that energy. He has a positivity about him. Then they, you know, they move on from Sam Darnold and draft Zach Wilson. And whenever you draft a quarterback that high in the draft, there's hope. There's hope that he's going to be the guy. And, you know, Jets fans are right to be skeptical. They've been down this road a few times, including with Sam Darnold. But, you know, I think they're entering training camp with that they're pointing in the right direction. I don't think anyone's deluding themselves about this year's team being a great team, but it feels like they're heading in the right direction, and maybe they, you know, they're building something for next year or the year beyond.
Cause obviously something no one could have prepared for would be the passing of Greg Knapp, the tragic bicycle accident. He's wearing a helmet. He's biking like he always does in near his home in Northern California, and he's hit by a car and never regains consciousness and unfortunately passed away a couple days ago. Just obviously a tragedy for the family. It is so very sad. And the Jets feel that. I mean, I know that you know that too. The Jets very much feel that because Greg Knapp, a very highly respected and well-liked coach in this league. And Cause, as the passing game specialist under Robert Saleh, he was the main voice in Zach Wilson's ear. I do think there's going to be an effect there. And I said yesterday on NFL Network, it would not surprise me down the road if Zach Wilson harkens back to, unfortunately, what was a very short time with Greg Knapp, but one that really helped him in his very initial stages of becoming a pro.
Yeah, and I think Zach will probably know that Greg Knapp championed him in the organization, you know, during the draft process. And, you know, I remember, you know, Tom Brady lost his coach early in his career. Dick Rabine, I believe was his name, to cancer. And Brady's talked about that, the effect that had on him. So I think, and I don't think there's any doubt, Kim, when training camp starts in full this week and they're in the quarterback's room.
Yep.
He's a guy in the quarterback's room now. They have Rob Calabrese, who's a quarterback's coach, will now take that role, I think, as the main voice. But it's got to be odd for them. You know, I think we've all experienced loss in our lives, and that initial few things you do and that person's not there, it hits you. And I think it's, you know, so there's definitely a pall over the beginning of Jets training camp in that regard. And I'm sure the players are going to feel it. The quarterbacks in particular are going to feel it this week, and his fellow coaches. But hopefully, yeah, something, like you said, as Zach Wilson looks back on, even though it was a short time, that he learned some things from him and you know, continue on and honor his memory.
One of the things Greg Knapp said when he did that Zoom at the end of the spring, and I'm sure you were on it. I know. Yep. I was in my car listening to it as well. It was that he was seeing very minimal same mistake twice from Zach Wilson. That to me tells me an awful lot about a young quarterback, and obviously is a very good sign. What did you take just from kind of seeing Wilson this spring, perhaps what you heard on Zoom, and the idea that he's the guy, cause, as you know, there's not a veteran, and I don't believe they plan on bringing a veteran in.
No, and I don't think that's the greatest idea, Kim, personally. And I've gone back and forth with people in the Jets organization about it, but they feel like that there's not a lot of options out there. Their answer to me usually is, what do you want me to do? Who do you want us to sign?
Right.
It's a fair point, and I don't think the Bears are going to be trading Nick Foles. I think they're going to hold out for a team to have an injury before they trade him or cut him. But Wilson's the guy, and there's going to be no fake competition here or anything. He's the guy. I thought Kim, he carried himself pretty well in the spring for a young guy.
Agreed.
And, you know, the ball comes out of his hand quickly. And he can't – they're in shorts. You know, I always go back to Todd Bowles whenever you ask him a question about the spring. He said, they're in shorts. And I go back to that. So you can't judge everything. He hasn't seen a pass rush yet. He hasn't seen really complicated defenses that he's going to see when the season comes. But, yeah, the ball comes out quickly. And, you know, he looked like – There was one day where I thought he was shaky, but the other days he just looked like he was in control.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like he knew where the ball was going. There was no plays where he was standing there sort of jumping around not knowing where to throw the ball. And that's the sign of a young quarterback.
Yes.
When they don't know where to go, they get the happy feet and move around. He didn't have that. So, he looks confident. There's going to be hiccups. You know, there's no doubt. This guy, every rookie quarterback has them. They're going to come. But he passed the test in the spring, and I think now he has to check another box here in training camp, and especially when the preseason games start.
Cause, I think you make a good point that overall, especially during the team drills, the pace was relatively quick. And I think that's always a good sign for any team, because it looks like it's a, you know, it's almost, machine-like. I mean, I don't want to go crazy here, but it was not the pace that you would say, wait a minute, they've got three quarterbacks who've never taken a snap in the NFL. We got to do baby steps here. It was not that. And I thought was a really good sign.
Yeah, that was a good sign. And they went quick. And I'm curious, Kim, when the Jets have the joint practices with the Packers.
Yep.
In mid-August, that to me is a really nice little test for him, because, you know, I hate to spin this in the negative direction here, and rude listeners that are going to laugh at me spinning in the negative direction, but I question the secondary that he's throwing it against in Jets practice.
Yeah.
Some of those secondaries, especially, you know, Marcus May wasn't there in the spring, and Bless Austin got hurt in the spring.
Right.
So there were days where, you know, I needed a roster to know who was playing.
Sure.
And so that goes into it, too. So I'm curious when he plays, you know, the Packers, who have a pretty good defense over there.
Right.
Went to the NFC Championship game. How does he look against them? Especially the practices, preseason game might be a little watered down, but they're going to throw some things at him at practice when there's not a camera on.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, because so many teams with, like, joint practices against multiple teams. I mean, we're not used to seeing that, and I do think the NFL probably trending more toward that, especially if a lot of the coaches end up liking how this preseason goes. I want to mention one other rookie to you. We could do the whole rookie class. I don't necessarily know that we want to exactly do that. But when I watch Elijah Moore and the way he attacks the football in catching it, second round pick, I believe 34th overall out of Ole Miss. I'll tell you what, cuz, I don't, you know, the idea like he already looks like a veteran is probably too strong, but he has some natural gifts that you cannot teach.
Yeah, I mean, the speed, number one, the speed just, like, jumps out at you. And you've been to a lot of NFL practices. I've been to a lot of NFL practices. Like, when a guy like that is out there and can stand out on a field full of professional athletes, that tells you something.
Agreed.
And his speed is different. It's just, he looks different. Like, I'm not saying Corey Davis isn't fast or Denzel Mims isn't fast.
Right.
Is this a different little speed to him? I also thought it looked like he knew where he was supposed to be. There wasn't
a
lot of plays
totally
where, like,
agree. Yes.
You know, it looked like, you know, I don't know the routes necessarily they're running, but it looked like he was in the right spot all the time. He made some great contested catches, like you said, So, yeah, I think they have to be really excited about him. And, you know, now again is the next step for him and seeing a little more different coverages and things. I'm sure they see it at Ole Miss. But he put up some huge numbers in the SEC. Yep. You know, everyone wants to talk about Zach Wilson not playing great competition. Well, Elijah Moore played some
He people. Did. Yep.
And he put up crazy numbers.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think he's going to be – he looks like he could be a really good player for the Jets and quickly.
Offensive line will be interesting, especially for an offense that relies on play action as much as we expect the Mike LaFleur offense to rely on it, because Elijah Tucker help me out here. Elijah Vera Tucker.
Elijah Vera
sorry,
Tucker,
I
yep.
had the I had the name.
There's a lot of Elijahs. Cam.
Yeah, there are a lot of Elijahs.
Let's not even get into the Michael Carters. Today,
we
right?
can't we'll, do the we'll, Michael we'll, Carters today. I know. They got a lot of names that are going to, you know, yeah. confound and need explanation. Let's put it
yes.
that way. But when you look at Elijah Vera Tucker next to Mekhi Becton, and I believe the Jets are cautiously optimistic that Becton this year might play closer to 370, which I think, as you very well know, Kaz, would be a significant drop in weight.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and I think they are cautiously optimistic that's about where he will be. I think this offensive line could be interesting. It's going to have to be good, but I think it really could be.
Yeah, you know, I think they have potential. I love Morgan Moses signing in
yes.
June. I thought that was a great move by Joe Douglas. You know, and Vera Tucker looks like the real deal. Again, he's a rookie. There's going to be hiccups. It might take a little while. You know, I don't know if he's going to hit the ground running right away, but the Jets potentially have a left side of the line for the next decade. You know, that's what they hope. Jets fans got to see it with the Brickenshaw Ferguson and Nick Mangold being two big pieces of the offensive line for a decade, and I think the Jets hope they have that now. But, you know, to me, Cam, the key is here, can this line play together a lot
right.
in training camp? A
yep.
lot
a
in
lot.
The preseason?
Yeah.
Because I've seen the last 2 years specifically, I can't remember much past that, but
yep.
the last 2 years, the Jets didn't have that. And so they had all these new guys last year, no preseason games.
Yep.
They really didn't get a chance to play together until week one, and there's always communication problems. 2 years ago, they signed Ryan Khalil in training camp. They traded for Alex Lewis. The guys were in and out of the lineup all training camp. They didn't play one snap together in the preseason 2 years
yep.
ago, and
yep.
it showed.
Yep.
So, like, the communication errors, picking up blitzes, picking up twists, picking up stunts, that stuff is built over time of working together. So, to me, the key for this offensive line is, can they keep those five guys on the field
Agreed.
When we're out there July 27th or whatever it is,
yep.
until September 12th when they're playing the Panthers? Can these guys get a lot of reps together?
Yep. Absolutely. And can George Fant be that sort of swing tackle that,
yeah.
that can be used with, if someone needs a break for some reason or a blow or a minor injury
yeah.
situation, but they do have a little more of that depth that we always talk about. You know, defensively, I think we're all curious because we're used to seeing Saleh, the defensive coordinator, obviously, and now we'll see him put a stamp on a defense that is obviously going to have some growing pains caused, but I, you know, interesting to me, Quinnen,
yeah.
starts training camp. We presume backed up out, as does Marcus May. What can you tell me about those two scenarios?
Yeah, you know, I think they're starting on
NFL injury or non football injury.
I think Quinnen's on pup.
Quinnen's on pup. That's
on
right.
NFL, yeah. So, but you know, a lot of people start that in
right.
training camp. So we'll see how long that is. I mean, obviously Quinnen broke the bone in his foot in April.
That's right.
But they felt pretty optimistic
right.
that
yep.
he would be ready for camp, ready to go. Marcus May didn't have any spring, you know, so I'm wondering if they're just being a little cautious with him of, you know, when you're on those lists for people that you can do running, you can do lifting, you can do that stuff. You just can't practice, per se. So maybe they're just going to get him into shape
yep.
For a few days and then bring him off, I would think. I haven't, you know, we'll see when Robert Saleh talks to us on Tuesday or Wednesday what the deal is. But, I mean, to me, Cam, the defense is fascinating because I think they're good up front. I think they got some pieces. You know,
mm-hmm.
Paul Lawson, Quinnen Williams,
yep.
Sheldon Rankins. I like that line.
Yep.
If C.J. Mosley can be anywhere close to what he was a few years ago, he's going to be good in the middle. It's dicey at cornerback.
Yeah.
It's dicey at corner. And they don't have a lot of experience there. So, to me, the question is, can those cornerbacks cover long enough to let Quinnen Williams and Carl Lawson get to the quarterback and get sacks?
Right.
Or will the ball be coming out of the quarterback's hands in a second and those guys won't have a chance at sacks? So that's the key to the whole thing to me. And, you know, we'll see when they get on the field.
Kaz, I know you have a softball game. I got two more questions for you.
We're between games, Sam. I got time.
So you're okay.
I'll give you the update for the 2020.
Please do. What is the age of these young girls?
8 years old. 8 years old. Oh. Younger, yes.
Okay, I got
very
you, buddy.
Intense.
I got
yes,
you.
Intense.
I got you. A lot of emotion. I do. I love it. I absolutely love it. When you alluded to this in the post today, I've talked about it a lot here and on NFL Network. I do think the Jets have hope. I do understand there are pitfalls to that, and I embrace hope with everything in me. You know that about me, Cause.
Yep.
And I love doing it. I know it can fall quickly, but he has given this fan base, and I believe some folks in Florham Park, hope that they had not had in a while.
Yeah, no question. No question. I mean, he has an energy about him, and, you know, he's very impressive when you talk to him. He has I would say the vision of him is a clear vision, and not something I've heard in a long time.
Yep.
In Florham Park. Not even against some of these other coaches who mm-hmm. had good things about them.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems to really have a vision for what he wants to do here and how he thinks to turn it around. And I think, you know, the San Francisco experience is very helpful. You have to remember what the 49ers were when Kyle Shanahan was hired and Robert Saleh was hired. They were coming off, I believe they were 2-14 under Chip Kelly. And they had the worst offense in the NFL. They had the worst defense. And they started out 0-9 that first year. And then, you know, a couple years later, they're in the Super Bowl. So he knows what it looks like. And he knows how they have to build, and I think he trusts Joe Douglas. I think there's a good synergy there.
Yep.
This is the first time in a while that, you know, the GM of the Jets actually
yes.
hired the head coach,
yes.
which I think is helpful. So they're on the same page. So, yeah, I mean, there's like – this year's there's going to be some rocky moments this year. They're very, very, very young. Very young.
Yes.
I'm curious when cutdowns happen. The NFL usually puts out lists of, like, the average age of teams and things. Curious where the Jets are, but I think they're going to be one of the youngest teams in the NFL. So, but this is, you know, this is hopefully the start of something for them. That's what they're thinking, and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Yep. Cause, I love that you have sponsors. I look forward to doing this again on weekends or whenever the fan would have
yeah.
us, very much so. Last question for you, because you did spend a lot of time covering baseball. You certainly are, as able to talk about baseball in this market as anyone. What do you make of Giancarlo Stanton and the idea he just doesn't play the field for reasons that seem to escape the rest of us?
Yeah, no, I think it's crazy. You know, and I just remember when I was around the Yankees a lot and you were around the Yankees
yep.
a lot, they loved it when they had guys they could rotate through there. And then, you know, they could give A-Rod a day at the DH and give him a day off from the field. Then they could put somebody else there. And, you know, Johnny Damon at the end, he was playing DH
yep.
sometimes. The older guys, you know, it's a good half day for them.
Yes.
And if you have one guy locked in there, you can't do that. So, you know, I don't get it, really, like a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Yankees are still very interesting, Kim, as always. I'm sure you're getting a lot of Yankee calls today.
They are. It's wall-to-wall, almost Yankees. Now, the Mets fan wants to chime in, and I certainly understand that. Because it's hard to argue otherwise. The Mets are more compelling in many ways and have done a better job with you know, Luis Rojas coming into his own as a manager, and despite the fact they've had a million injuries.
Yes, absolutely. No, he's done a very impressive job. You know, and the Mets, they've had their problems at times, but it doesn't seem like it's long-lasting. And, you know, some of them are injuries and things like that you expect, but the Yankee stuff just doesn't seem to be going away. They seem to have issues that aren't going to be easily cured. This season, at least.
Yeah, it absolutely seems that way. And as usual, I'll be watching the Mets and the Yankees later today. Not necessarily in that order, because the Yankees play first. But, Kaz, I know you've got softball
yep.
to coach. I very much look forward to seeing you in Florham Park this week. And thank you so much, as
yep,
always.
Thanks,
we'll do it again.
Jim. I'll be watching West Orange Sayreville in a little while.
I love it. Who am I rooting for?
West Orange.
Okay,
West
go
Orange.
West Orange. Absolutely. I'm all
right,
in.
Thanks, Kim.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.